Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. A man accused of killing a Moline couple in a traffic crash last year in southwest Wisconsin has been found not guilty. A jury in Lancaster, Wisconsin, deliberated for more than 6 hours yesterday before returning its not guilty verdict for 28-year-old Eugene Karosh. Karosh faced two charges of homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle for the deaths of 69-year-old John Hansen and 66-year-old Francine Hansen from Moline. The Hansons were driving near Lancaster in Grant County, Wisconsin, on August 5th last year when their car was hit by a semi-truck driven by Karosh. The mobile unit from the Mexican Consulate General in Chicago is in Peoria this week, and Cass Harrington has a report.
Most people waiting in line had appointments to renew their matriculas, or government-issued ID cards. They're used to prove national identity and can also be obtained for dual citizenship. For those living in the U.S. illegally, a matricula can also be used to obtain a driver's license in 12 states, including Illinois. Karina Arevalo is volunteering at the mobile consulate, greeting and welcoming people as they arrive for appointments. Arevalo says, you could say they're trying to make themselves as legal as possible. A husband and wife waiting for their appointment say they're doing everything in their power to feel more secure. In this instance, having their paperwork in order in case they're deported. The couple asked not to be recorded, but say they moved to the U.S. in 2003. The husband works in seasonal farming jobs, currently harvesting pumpkin for Libby's. I'm Cass Harrington.
Iowa's governor says President Donald Trump and the head of the U.S. EPA have both told her they're committed to a federal program mandating that biofuels such as corn-based ethanol be blended into gasoline and diesel. The issue emerged after the EPA proposed a plan that could lower production targets for biofuels in the so-called renewable fuel standard. Governor Kim Reynolds says she had phone calls on Wednesday with President Trump and EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. The White House press secretary says there's been no decision regarding the renewable fuel standard. An EPA spokesman says Pruitt does not want to take any steps to undermine RFS objectives. Well, this weekend, a local fraternity will flip cups for a good cause. Augustana College's Alpha Sigma Xi is teaming up with two bars in downtown Rock Island. Students and others will attempt to break the world record for the largest number of people in a row to drink a cup of water, then flip it over for the next person. Organizer Josh Hennen hopes the game at the Dockery Factory in MD Greens beats the Chicago Bulls record of 200 people in a row.
So for our event, what we're trying to do is we're trying to break that record and get more than 200 people. We're hoping for anywhere from like 250 to 300. And all of like the proceeds from our event are going to be going to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And that's in honor of one of our alumni who passed away last year and lost her life to suicide.
Saturday's record-breaking attempt will start at 11 a.m. in the Arts and Entertainment District in downtown Rock Island. The fundraiser will also include a raffle, silent auction, and T-shirts. Hennen says so far 220 people have confirmed and 135 have already bought their T-shirts. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.